This is the time when we reflect on the year coming to a close and look ahead to what to expect in the new year. This is Lisa Berry, and one area that will definitely see some changes is our country's political leadership. And joining us now to talk about that is local 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Hello, Congresswoman.
Lisa, it's great to talk to you and all of the listeners.
I like to move forward, but let's look back for just a minute. How does 2016, how is that going to look to you?
It was a year of things that people didn't predict or expect. So I'm not being an I told you so. You got to be very careful. I warned people for 2 years that Donald Trump could win this election and could win this state, and he did. So who knows what 2017 will bring.
Do you have any sort of thoughts about what it's going to be like in Congress with Donald Trump as our next president?
I don't. I think that, you know, my first attitude is that he was elected and he's our president and we're Americans. We have a great country. We have a strong democracy. And we're going to all work together to keep this country strong. There are issues that we may be able to work together on if they create jobs, if we fix a very broken infrastructure. We've got to work together to do those kinds of things. If he tries to do some of the things that they've threatened to do, like privatize Social Security and Medicare, I will take every ounce of my being to ensure that we make sure that our seniors are safe, that we reduce prescription drugs, and that every American's got access to affordable quality health care.
That sounds like optimistic Debbie Dingell, but what's the buzz on Capitol Hill?
I think people really don't know. I think that's the, Donald Trump's known as a deal maker. Republicans are probably as nervous of him as a president in some ways as Democrats are. So, you know, I learned a long time ago, take each day as it comes and be prepared to fight for what's right. The people of the 12th District of Michigan sent me to make sure that I'm fighting for the things that matter to them, and that's what I'm going to do in the next Congress. We live in the greatest country in the world. We have a constitution that has fundamental pillars of it, like freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and we are all going to count on that constitution, and we're going to fight hard to protect it. We're a resilient country. We've been through interesting times before, and we're going to go through interesting times. So, yeah, maybe I do sound optimistic. And I'm going to be very clear that I will fight for anything that I think goes against the values of what it means to be American. And we're just going to have to see what next year brings. But what I do want to fight for is jobs, making sure that our economy remains strong, to fix our broken infrastructure, to make sure that every American has access to affordable quality health care and affordable quality education.
How about autonomous vehicles? That's a lot of activity happening around that here in Washtenaw County. I think it's a lot closer than people may realize.
I think that we've got to make sure that we are keeping Michigan at the forefront of innovation and technology. I'm hopeful that before this administration leaves, that we will have the Willow Run Center designated as one of the federal testing sites. I think that we are already seeing for each of these companies that they are at the forefront of developing the next generation of vehicles and technology. I think some of the issues connected with autonomous vehicles are tricky. And some, like, if you have an autonomous vehicle, does there have to be a driver in the car still to take over driving? Cybersecurity issues may be more complicated than some people think, and that might take a little longer.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Happy holidays. Give our regards to your husband, John Dingell.
I will, Lisa. And to everybody listening, I wish everyone a very happy and healthy 2017.